Alaskans in communities across the state head to the polls on Tuesday, October 4th. They will choose city and borough leaders and voice opinions on a variety of ballot measures. In Southeast Alaska, those measures include taxing plastic bags, funding hydropower projects, and dropping a senior citizen exemption for a tax on alcohol and cigarettes. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Elected officials and citizen petitions have placed more than a dozen measures on Southeast municipal ballots. One of the most controversial is in Juneau, where a local group put a 15-cent per plastic bag tax before voters. It would only affect customers at larger retailers, such as Fred Meyer and Walmart. Supporter Dixie Belcher says the goal is to encourage people to give up plastics and instead bring reusable bags.
They do that in many other parts of the world. Because of their impact on the ocean, they're banned in 25% of the world, and they're taxed in many other parts of the world. And generally, the taxation lowers the use of plastic bags by about 90% in the first 3 months.
The ballot measure faces strong opposition from many businesses and public officials. Resident Jerry Swanson thinks the proposal won't have the intended effect.
Personally, I own several reusable bags, and I always forget to bring them with me when I go shopping. I recycle those small shopping bags in my garbage in my bathrooms, and some I even take to the recycle center. So I think 15 cents is just a silly idea for the city.
Ketchikan voters face three measures in the October 4th election. The city ballot has a bond issue providing $15 million for the Whitman Lake hydropower project. The state already has chipped in $11 million, and the ballot measure would bring the total near what's needed. Mayor Lou Williams says it's an important part of keeping the price of electricity low.
Right now, we pay 9.5 cents a kilowatt. And it's really helped our growth down here, and especially in some industries. And then we're also have a line at home switch over to hydro, so it's so much cheaper in the fuel right now. So we're just pushing to get every little project we can. And Whitman's on the board; it's ready to go.
Petersburg voters face three measures. One would repeal a sales tax exemption on the sale of alcohol and tobacco to seniors. Mayor Al Dwyer says passing the measure would lessen impacts on government services.
Alcohol and tobacco are very expensive for the municipalities and the states and the federal government to deal with medically.
But some worry the measure will lead to removing other senior exemptions. Councillor Dan Hickman says it should stay in place.
My argument from the get-go was, by the time you get to 65, if you want to continue killing yourself, you earn the right.
Sitka has one ballot measure that would raise the property tax limit from 6 to 6.5 mils. The increased revenues would be used to fund improvements to municipal infrastructure, such as the hospital and its maintenance. Haines has two ballot propositions. They ask voters to recall a pair of assembly members. Backers claim they violated borough law by failing to appoint a new assembly member to an open seat. Wrangell and Skagway have no measures on this year's municipal ballot. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.